This is Brother Metter, and it's good to be with you today. And, you know, for almost a week and a half now, I've been trying to get to the vision that my wife had on April the 23rd and how the spirit of prophecy fell on her and spoke the word of the Lord to those of us that were gathered in Fort Payne, Alabama on that Wednesday. I guess it was Wednesday evening, Thursday evening, I'm sorry. And God spoke in that prophecy. And I pray by now you've had time to listen to it, or you've written us, emailed us, and asked for the printed copy. I try to write down every prophecy that's spoken. And, you know, 15 minutes prophecy can take 5 or 6 hours to transcribe. But I always take the Word of God and I put it down on paper. I go back and I study each and every word, because every thing in a dream, every word in a prophecy, every word in the scripture has meaning. One word can change a dream. One thing in a dream, if you miss it, it can change the meaning of the dream. One word in a prophecy that's not put in the right place can change the meaning of the prophecy. So God is working by His Spirit, but the main thing that stuck out in that prophecy was that the Lord was bringing us forward in the power of His Spirit. And a lot of you, if you listen to that prophecy and all you hear was Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, you are going to miss what God is doing. You're going to miss the time of your visitation. You're going to miss what God is bringing forth, because the church is always centered just on power. When Jesus told the disciples in Acts 1 and 8, He said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and then in Samaria, and then I will take you into the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, that power there was miracle working power, and that's what they needed. They needed the miracle working power, but for 3.5 years they had been with Him. He had taught them the Word, and then when the Holy Ghost came, everything that He had taught them, the 3.5 years that He was with them, and then after His resurrection, the Bible says in Acts 1 and 3 that He came. Let me turn over there to that and get that scripture. I don't believe He spent the whole 40 days with them, but I believe He came at different times and instructed them in verse 3 of Acts 1. To whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion, or after His own desire, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So they were instructed in things pertaining to the kingdom of God. They were instructed in those things. And for that period of time, in that 40 days, and then when the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, it brought that word alive. It brought that teaching, it quickened it, brought it alive, opened their understanding to so many things. And He told them in Luke 24 and 49, tarry until ye be endued with power from on high. Well, when that power come in, it was not just tongues. It was not just power for miracles. But if you will read and examine 1 Corinthians 12, the whole chapter, Paul starts that chapter out with, brethren, concerning spiritual gifts, we would not have you to be ignorant. So that whole chapter is the spiritual gifts, the administrations, the working of the body, what God said in the church. Those 120 in that upper room on the day of Pentecost was not the lay body of the church. That was the ministry, the leadership, the government. And when God poured out His Spirit on them, He just didn't give them tongues of fire to make them quake and shake, or make them drunk in the Spirit, or they stammered in tongues or spoke in spiritual languages, because they didn't. They spoke in natural languages. The book of Acts in chapter 2, you study it, you read it, it tells you that every man that was there heard the gospel of Jesus Christ preached in his own native tongue. So don't run around telling people when you got the Holy Ghost you spoke in tongues like they did on the day of Pentecost, because there's probably none of you that's spoken in natural languages. This is all men's teachings, all men's doctrines. It's got people out of sync, offline, messed up, out of the mainstream of what God is wanting to do. But the thing he told them was, tarry till you be endued with power. The power they was endued with was the same power in a measure that Jesus had when he came out of that wilderness. It was power and authority and dominion. He was given power over waters, winds, animals, nature. In other words, the very power and authority and dominion Adam was created in Genesis 1, 26, 27, and 28, Jesus received when he came out of that wilderness. It wasn't just miracles, but that's all the church has focused on. You've got to go back and understand the full picture of what God done. And when he returned in the power of the Spirit, it was authority, it was dominion, it was overcoming faith and strength that God put in him to have signs and wonders that people would know he was the Christ. He received the dominion of the kingdom and walked in it, came forth in it, and the kingdom of God was not only revealed, it was manifest. So God is bringing us forth now in the power of his Spirit. We are now returning from this visitation, those of us that took time to seek God, those of us that listened to the word of the Lord and sought God from March the 22nd, he said, seek me in prayer intensely for 30 days. Some of us just didn't blow that off and run around griping and complaining what we could do, what we couldn't do, where we couldn't go. Fussed about everything that was wrong, but we got in prayer and we sought God. And now we are returning in the power of his Spirit.